farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
New features and the return of old favorites will mark the 61st staging of the Hague Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show this year. We tell you more on today's program and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them find you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces, a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357. And learn the real truth.
Over 2,000 farmers from Trelawny, more than 2,000 exhibitors including young farmers and entrepreneurs, and more than 20,000 persons are expected to converge at the Hague Showgrounds on February 9 and 10 for the 61st staging of the Hague Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. The two-day event, which will be held under the theme Grow What You Eat, Eat What You Grow, with the sub-theme Youth Involvement in Agriculture, the Response to Sustainable Growth and Development, will feature the best in food crops, horticulture and livestock from Trelawny and neighbouring parishes.
We intend to make this show a family-oriented show. We want people to feel very free to come because the setting on the ground, we'll be carrying a kiddies' village, horticultural village, a farmer's market.
President of the Trelawny Branch Societies of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Wendell Stewart. Day one of the show will be observed as Youth in Agriculture Day, where young farmers will show off their skills in the areas of food and beverage, farming techniques and animal husbandry for trophies and cash awards. The Jamaica 4-H Club, on board for the first time in the show's history, will be responsible for the activities for the day. Gates will open at 9 a.m. on February 9, and admission is $100 for students and children and $200 for adults. Tuesday's activities will conclude with a gospel concert. On day two, the gates will open at 10 a.m. and admission is $700 for adults and $300 for students and children. Patrons can look forward to displays of livestock and produce from farmers from Trelawny, including the national champion farmers.
We have approximately nearly 200 heads of animals that will be there, from cattle to goat to sheep. We'll also be having display of rabbits. We'll be having display of exotic birds, geese, goose, hens. We will also be having from the goat farmers the byproducts of goat, meaning you'll have Manish water, you'll have curry goat, you'll have stew goat, you'll have goat milk, you'll have goat cheese.
Exhibits of exotic birds and rabbits are also expected to be a main attraction. Yams will be given special attention this year, with farmers in the Ulster Spring community leading the charge. The Ulster Spring JAS group will showcase a yam village with a wide assortment of yams and yam byproducts such as wines, pizzas, cakes and flour. Other highlights of the show will include the Youth in Agriculture competition and the Farm Queen coronation show, livestock parades and presentations, presentation of trophies for agriculture and horticulture, as well as the selection of the champion farmer and young champion farmer. The event will climax with a big stage show.
We'll be bringing back our usual Fabulous Five. In addition, we'll be having Cargo, Stylist, Terry Ganzi, Nisbet, and a host of local artists.
President of the Trelawny Branch Societies of the JAS, Wendell Stewart. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Take milk out of coffee. Translation, take milk out of coffee. And this means a skillful thief. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.